Acharya Maharaj, he has requested me to speak some things which he has written down. He apologizes because his voice is very bad. He wanted to speak, but he said if I have to speak, it will be so bad for my voice. So please, we should excuse him and hear his offering from myself. Respected Acharyas, Sannyasis, and assembled devotees, please accept my respectful obeisances at your lotus feet. Let me offer my dandavat pranam to my sannyas guru, Pujyapad Srila Bhaktivedanta Tripurari Maharaj, and my eternal master, spiritual master, Param Pujyapad Srila Bhakti Raksak Sridhar Maharaj. My heartfelt respect also to Pujyapad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj for his kind invitation on this auspicious day. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami's acceptance of the renounced order of life is a memorable event. By extolling the glories of the pure Vaishnava, we are given the opportunity to please the Lord and also purify ourselves. On such an occasion, actually, there are at least two great personalities who are going to be considered and praised by us. One being the aspirant sannyas and the other the giver of sannyas. Several times Bhaktivedanta Swami used to recall the events leading to his entering the sannyas ashram. Sitting alone and writing in Vrindavan, he was approached by one of his godbrothers with a particular request. At that time, this godbrother, Srila Bhakti Prakyan Keshava Maharaj, being the transparent mediator of Krishna's will, insisted that the then Abhay Charanaravinda, who was living like a retired man, become a preacher of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. This sannyas guru is an important figure and cannot be undervalued. We may think that acceptance of sannyas may constitute a simple formality for someone with the spiritual status of Bhaktivedanta Swami. Nevertheless, it should not be seen in that way. It is a very delicate subject. The mantra given by the guru is often compared to a seed. The type of seed distributed depends on the conception the guru represents, the seed he himself received, and the personal attitude in the cultivation of the spiritual process. Even the Maha Mantra, when delivered by an Advaitin, does not produce devotion. Mukti may be the highest fruit from such a defective seed. Certainly, it is the concern of an aspiring sannyasi to get the seed from a pure representative of the lineage. This must have been true also in the case of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. The sannyas mantra given to the Tridandi sannyasis is different from the mantra received by Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his sannyas mantra from Keshava Bharati after converting him into the Vaishnava conception. I am his, I am Krishna's. A suitable mantra for Sri Chaitanya, because he is in the mood of Srimati Radhidani, searching for Krishna. The mantra given at present was first given by Sanatana Goswami. However, until the time of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the Tridandi Sannyasi of the Gaudiya Vaishnava line was not visible. In 1918, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas from a photo of Srila Gorkishor Das Babaji Maharaj. Therefore, sometimes Srila Saraswati Thakur is known as a self-manifest sannyasi. It was Srila Saraswati Thakur who organized the present standard of the Gaudiya Vaishnava sannyas, the dress, the danda, and so forth. Everything was done by him. The mantra he gave was the same as the one given by the Babaji class, such as Gorkishor Das Babaji Maharaj and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. This same mantra is presently given to the sannyasis in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line. It is interesting to consider what was Mahaprabhu's mood after having accepted sannyas. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we come to know that he wanted to go to Vrindavan. This attempt actually marked the beginning of his Vipralamba Lila, and from now on he will be searching for Sri Krishna in the most intense mood of separation. In trance, he began to chant the verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, where Krishna gives a description of sannyas to Uddhava. This verse, spoken by a Tridandi bhikshu, is generally famous as the sannyas verse. Etam sa astaya paratma nishtam adyashitam purvata mayir mahashidhi. Aham tarishyami duranta param tamo mukundam gri nise vayaiva. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nations by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. Great sages of the past who steadily worshipped the Lord show this devotional path. Crossing over Maya, I shall reach Vrindavan and fully enter the service of Mukunda, Krishna. In his new robes of a renunciate, Sri Chaitanya shows here that in order to get out of the Andhakupam, the dark well of the material existence, one should take shelter in Vrindavan, where only the spiritual element is prevalent. Mahaprabhu is devastated by an emotional earthquake. His state of consciousness dramatically reveals Radha Bhav. Aidina Dayardra Natahe Maturanat Kadavaloksha Yase Ridayam Tvat Aloka Kataram Daita Brahmyati Kim Karomiyaham. This verse was originally spoken by Srimati Radharani and afterwards became manifest in the poetry of Srila Madhavendra Puri, the first preceptor in the Madhava Sampradaya, who introduced the conception of conjugal love, Madhurya Ras, as the zenith of transcendental exchange with the Supreme Absolute Reality. Because Krishna had gone to accept the kingdom of Mathura, in her separation, Sri Radha was very upset and expressed her emotions to Uddhava. O merciful Master, Lord of Mathura, when shall I see you again? My heart has become overly agitated. Love, without you, what shall I do now? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had received these ecstatic feelings in the line coming down from Madhavendra Puri through his own Diksha Guru, Ishvara Puri. The sannyas mantra of Mahaprabhu is of a different conception, because he is Krishna in the mood of his beloved Radha. Similarly, the followers of Mahaprabhu accept Radha Dasyam, the service of Srimati Radharani, as the highest goal of life. I am her servant. The sannyas mantra discloses our highest aspiration in the service of Srimati Radharani. Srila Sridhar Maharaj sometimes said that at the time of sannyas, the service to Srimati Radharani begins. The school established by Sri Chaitanya holds Radha Dasyam as the highest attainment for a living entity, and this is what the sannyas mantra is all about. In the conditioned state of material life, however, it is not possible to serve directly Srimati Radharani. Therefore, we shall serve her by serving Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement under the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami. Bhaktivedanta Swami received this conception from his sannyas guru, and in turn, he taught it to his disciples. Initially, Bhaktivedanta Swami requested Srila Sridhar Maharaj for sannyas. Srila Sridhar Maharaj did not consider that a very good idea, because he had a very intimate contact with the whole family of Bhaktivedanta Swami, and he did not want them to be angry with him. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami took sannyas from Srila Keshava Maharaj, which belonged to the same line since Srila Keshava Maharaj had taken sannyas from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. It is a general misunderstanding that Bhaktivedanta Swami taught his disciples Vaidhi Bhakti and not Raga Nuga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti, or devotion ruled by the laws, is of lower order when compared to Raga Nuga, devotion ruled by pure love. In one sense, they are separate, while at the same time they are inseparable, components of sadhana bhakti. Surely, Bhaktivedanta Swami's desire would have been to share the treasures of the intimate lilas of Radha and Krishna, as this is a symptom of an advanced devotee, Dushyanticha Ramanticha. Yet he checked his deeper interest and emotions in order to easily spread the message of the Bhagavatam to the whole world. If he had deepened his discussions of the love affairs of the Yugal Kishore and their confidential associates, he perhaps would not have been able to carry on his worldwide preaching activities. Just after entering the renounced order of life in Vrindavan, during the autumn of 1959, Bhaktivedanta Swami wrote a manuscript entitled Lord Chaitanya, His Sannyas and Sankirtan Movement. In 1977, his disciple Sripad Bhakti Gaurav Narsingha Maharaj found this handwritten manuscript at the bottom of an old metal trunk in the Radha Damodar temple, where Bhaktivedanta Swami used to reside. The second part of the manuscript had a separate title, In Search of the Ultimate Goal of Life. The talks between Sri Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy are the central motive of this paper, an important topic of Vaishnava Siddhanta for all devotees. Due to the esoteric nature of this essay, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami did says it is commonly believed that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami offered to his disciples only the basics of Krishna consciousness. This, however, does not correspond to the truth. His caution about entering certain confidential topics was mainly meant to save his disciples from the danger of the Sahajiyas. Unfortunately, the superficial approach of the highest concepts by some of his older disciples may have given a bad impression to the community of senior Vaishnavas in India. Still, it is incorrect to think that Bhaktivedanta Swami did not give the path of Raganuga, following as he was in the footsteps of the previous Acharyas. On the external plane, the purpose of accepting sannyas far beyond the idea of celibacy may serve the particular scope of distributing to one and all the news about the spiritual reality. This aim was perfectly accomplished by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, having disposed himself with utmost compassion towards everyone. As many could witness, with admirable humility, he flooded the entire planet with love of God. Detachment from worldly matters is generally a prerequisite for a sannyasi, whose duty is to denounce the materialistic lifestyle for the benefit of the common man. And this was shown also by Bhaktivedanta Swami, though with a different spirit, being a follower of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. He displayed the happiest application of the principles of Yukta Vairagya in all his activities, and demonstrated how sannyas can be much more than a negative impetus. His renunciation is therefore a lesson for everyone, the answer to the call of the Lord in an intense mood of surrender to the order of his gurus. I conclude here begging for forgiveness from all the assembled devotees, sannyasis and acharyas, for any offense I may have committed in my attempt to say few words in praise of this saint among the saints, the most worshipable Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrakacharya Stotasa Shishimat A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jaya.
I have Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Gauragovinda Swami Tamil. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tamil. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharni Nivishesha Sunabhati Paskatadi Shatani. I feel most unqualified to speak in this very august assembly of Vaishnavas. At the same time, I feel very privileged. This year, this is my first time coming to this temple. I've heard so many things about this temple, so many nice things. I remember last year or sometime, down to Swami Prabhupada, and it was quite controversial. There were leaders in ISKCON who had some things to say, and it caused a big stir. So myself, I am just a very small time devotee, have no adhikar to speak. But by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Narayana Maharaj, assembled sannyasis and Vaishnava devotees, I'd just like to say something about this day. Last night, I was speaking with another devotee, and we were discussing how Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, how after taking sannyas, that he had this determination to follow the order, to execute the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. And even though he had no material possessions, Srila Narayana Maharaj was quoting the verse, Yasyaham and Grinami, Harisyetat Dhanam Shinai, that Krishna had taken everything away. But showing the real mood of sannyas, he, depending on the mercy of his Guru Maharaj, depending on the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, then he went to the Western world to give Krishna consciousness. I was reading a verse the other day, Satam Prasangam Mamaviya Sambido Bhavanti Rikana Bhavanti Rikana Prasayana Kata, that he, having this Krishna consciousness, being a pure devotee, then he went to fulfill the order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, which is to give Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. And even though there was no facility, he had no society, he had no mission, but he had the mission in the order of the spiritual master. And ultimately, from that, and his adherence to that, then everything took place, and everything was dependent on that. So he was showing, as acharyas, they show that one sticking to the order of the spiritual master and sticking to the disciplic succession, as Srila Narayana Maharaj was saying, that understanding that the different the acharyas, that they are the flowers of a garland and they're not independent of the disciplic succession. So Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, presenting Krishna consciousness, then the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that became a manifestation of his preaching and his love for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, I've been thinking about this whole concept of the society, that it is a tool for disseminating this principle of Satam Prasangam Mamaviya Sambido, where there's discussion of Krishna Katha, especially in the midst of pure devotees. Because then there's Bhavanti Ritkana Rasayana Katha, that it is very, very pleasing, and it has that chit bala, that chit shakti, spiritual potency. So Srila Prabhupada, on taking sannyas, then he went and he gave that association, that sadhu sangha. And from that association, then Krishna consciousness has become a household word all over the world, in Western countries, in Russia. Earlier this year I was in Africa. All over the world it is there. But it is based on this principle of Sadhu Sangha. Specifically, Sadhu Sangha, association of pure Vaishnavas, association of Shuddha Bhaktas. So I've heard that in bringing the name International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that he was inspired by a verse from Rupa Goswami, Krishna Bhakti Ras Bhavitamati, Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhite, Tatra Lolya Mulya Mekalam, Janma Sukriti Nalabhite. That wherever that Krishna consciousness is, or that Krishna Bhakti Ras, then one should run and one should have that eagerness. Tatra Lolya Mulya Mekalam. That is the only one prize. That one should have that eagerness to get that. So I am feeling that to please Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that he would be pleased to see devotees who are very eager to associate with advanced devotees, those who are following in the line of Rupa Goswami. And in such association, developing their Krishna consciousness, and then to their ability, giving that to others. But without that principle of association, which Srila Prabhupada has formed the society for, then any society actually is useless. It becomes no more than a Christianity. We see in Christianity that there are so many churches, there's many people under the umbrella of Christianity. There's a lot of money, institutions, big organization, but actually Krishna Prem is not there. So that was not the mission of Srila Prabhupada. That was not the purpose of his taking sannyas. But the purpose of his taking sannyas was to introduce this Krishna Prem, Radha Prem, Gopi Prem, or Manjari Bha. So on this day, I am just a humble beggar. I am begging to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada that I can have the strength to always search out the association of those advanced devotees who are followers of Rupa Goswami, so that I can be a worthy member of ISKCON. Otherwise, then there's no meaning to the word ISKCON. As Srila Narayana Maharaj is saying, that ISKCON is originally established by Jiva Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada, he is that which has been established, he is presenting that and making a vehicle for presenting the principles of Rupa Goswami and the Goswamis to people all over the world. But to go deeper into the books of the Goswamis, to go deeper into the Srimad Bhagavatam, to go deeper into the books of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, then that higher association is absolutely necessary. In Chaitanya Charitamrita is stated, Yao Bhagavat Pad Vaishnavarastane Ekanta Shokoro Chaitanya Charane. That one should always seek the association of such Maha Bhagavat devotees. And by their association, then one can understand the Granth of Bhagavat. But without such association, one cannot understand, and one will not be able to take shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and achieve the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is give this Prem Bhakti. So I see that this was the purpose of Srila Prabhupada's sannyas, to the sannyas danda. It is designating body, mind, words, soul, completely dedicated to serving lotus feet of the Lord. So
This can only be done in the association of pure devotees, because these pure devotees, they carry the mercy of the Lord. Without the association of premi bhaktas, then it is not possible to surrender to Krishna. So, with societies, as long as societies do not have those pure devotees, those premi bhaktas who are there, who are giving that link, then the societies, they cannot really fulfill the purpose for which they've been founded. So whether it be International Society for Krishna Consciousness or any other mission, actually it does not matter. But the principle is there, that in whatever situation we are in, we always have to seek that association of pure devotees, of advanced devotees. And for this, Srila Prabhupada, he went and he gave his association to show. So this is the principle, that we should always get an association. Without that association, then whatever bhakti that we have, that will gradually dwindle and that will vanish. And that certainly will not be pleasing to Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So for his pleasure, then we should always seek such association. And wherever there is a situation where we have to choose between seeking such association and not, then we should always reject that which is unfavorable for our bhakti, and we should always accept that which is favorable. So even though I'm speaking, it is just coming from my mouth, from my lips. I have no realization. So I'm just praying to Srila Narayan Maharaj and the other assembled sannyasis and Vaishnavas that I can have some heartfelt realization so I can follow this. And please, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada!
Nandasya Gnanjana Svakaya Chakshan Militin Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Psaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Shamaniti Namne Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pitarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasichade Shatarine Vanjakalpa Trubhyas Chakripa Sunubhayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha. I feel very humbled in the society of Vaishnavas and to be speaking something in the presence of His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. After Srila Prabhupada's sannyas, we know he was invigorated to bring Krishna consciousness to the West. And often I think that when he sailed on that Jaladuta, he wasn't alone. But he came with Krishna, Krishnanam. He came with Bhagavatam. He came to introduce the process of deity worship. He came to introduce to us the Vrindavan conception. And he came to introduce us to the world of Vaishnava Sangha. Rupa Goswami has stated, Bhaktivasamrita Sindhu, that of all the 64 principles of Vaishnavism, the principles of chanting the holy name, hearing the Bhagavatam, residing in Sri Vrindavan Dham, worship of the deity, and the Sadhu Sangha is the most important thing. Srila Prabhupada, when he sailed the seas coming to America, he was backed by the Sampradaya. He was not alone, but he was backed. His strength came from the Sampradaya, headed by Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. They were pushing him, and his strength came from them. When Prabhupada came, somehow or other I was fortunate to meet him in the early years, 1969, and received my diksha from him. Early then, in 1972, in one Back to Godhead magazine, there was an article, and it mentioned something, descent of the holy name, and it talked about B.R. Sridhar Swami. I didn't know who B.R. Sridhar Swami was, but reading that article, I was amazed about the wonderful description of the chanting of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada allowed that article into his Back to Godhead magazine because he was introducing us to Guru Maharaj Srila Sridhar Swami. And later, fortunate as I was able to take shelter of his lotus feet. He is my Shiksha Guru also. And also, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, introduced us to Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. By some causeless mercy, I was also there in the final days of Srila Prabhupada. I was head pujari at the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And I used to see Maharaj coming and Srila Prabhupada speaking so sweetly and exchanging so many intimate things with all of his god brothers. And Srila Narayan Maharaj, he sang those final Guru Puja songs to our beloved spiritual master. And so I knew we were in good care at that time, that we weren't alone, but Srila Prabhupada had given us the association of those who would protect us. His Divine Grace, Srila Sridhar Swami Maharaj, His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, and so many. He had given us that association. So when Srila Prabhupada came, as I was mentioning earlier, it was for this reason. He wanted to give us the association of the Vaishnavas. He wanted to teach us the process of Krishna consciousness in its complete form. Srila Sridhar Swami used to preach society consciousness versus progressive spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. And that is what we must seek. That was the actual message of my spiritual master. We must be progressive in our spiritual life, and that which hampers that, we must be ready to renounce. And that which will enhance our spiritual life, that we must be ready to embrace. So what His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada taught, first and foremost, was the necessity of associating with the pure devotees of the Lord, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, learn the ways of proper Vrindavan Bhajan, Braj Bhajan. And in this way, His Divine Grace gave us the full package of perfection. Everything was there, yes. But within that, He also stressed the necessity of association with the pure Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. And for that, I am very happy to be within this assembly of pure devotees today. Jai Gaur Premanand.
But I want to tell something that you know that Diksha is a birth, sacred birth. More superior than this birth. Also, sannyas is also a birth, and that is called Prabhupada Siddha. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told that this birth, sannyas birth, is in the gopi womb. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told, because mood of gopis are given by the sannyas guru to his disciple. So it is so important. So in this important birth I was there. And again, when he entered his in the realm of Govinda Vrindavan Dham, living this world, I was there. Perhaps there are none who has seen. He talked with me, and after that he never talked with anyone. And he permitted me, ordered me to give his samadhi. There were so many qualified persons. Whole ISKCON was there. All were there. But I don't know why he told me to this function, to do this function by my hand. He took my hands in his hands and told, I am requesting that you should do my samadhi and all these things. And also my birhotsav, you should do. Ban Maharaj and all other very big disciples of Prabhupada were there. But he selected me, he has so much faith on me. But they are giving response of that faith. Now ISKCON leader. Why they are thinking so, I don't. I have never done any mischief of ISKCON. Never have I done. And I will never do. I will always help whether they will do anything wrong or right. I try to help. Because they have told me, so I cannot forget his words that he has given for me. Also, you should know one thing. Time is over, but I am telling in very few words. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world. He is himself Krishna. He has taken the mood of Srimati Radhika. So he is Krishna and Radha both. And he came to this world. He preached Hari Nam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He also preached Vaidhi Bhakti also. He cut the jungle of Mayavas, Sahajiya, Sakhi, Bhekya and all others. He published so many books. He gifted Danda Sanyas, organized. He printed so many books. He did all these things. But you should know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he has come to this mission and what he has given to this world. You know that Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Vallabhacharya and so many acharyas have come before at the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadipta, Ramanuj, they have come before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have preached all these things. So, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come only to preach Vaidhi Bhakti, only to give Harinam, only to give all these things. His mission was so deep. Though he had given all these things, but his special mission was to give Unnat Ujjvala Rasa and to taste the moods of Radhika. Only this thing. In two slokas, Sarup Damodar has told that. Rupa Goswami has told, Anarpitacharim Kirat Karunaya Avatirna. But this is also second reason. First reason is Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrushova. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have come for this special mission. So I think, and it is quite true, that any of his disciplic order acharya not has come to only preach Vaidhi Bhakti, to give Harinam, to give all these Vaidhi Bhakti things, only to give 64 kinds of bhakti? Not only. He has done, it is right. So all acharyas have given Vaidhi bhakti, Hari name, everything, but their special mission was, that is called the Rupanuga. That Rupa Goswami has given that. So we should try very deeply what Rupa Goswami has given us. Rupa Goswami has given two things. First, how to do bhakti, especially in the mode of Shanta, Dasya, Sakya and Vatsal and Madhur. If anyone follow this, they will be Raganuga, but not Rupanuga. The mood of Rupa Goswami, especially, when we will follow that, to serve only Srimati Radhika, and secondly to Krishna, and Jugal. Jugal, Seva, but especially turning towards Srimati Radhika. Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi, Najimami Tvaya Bina, Iti Vigyaya Radhe Tvangnaya Mamachana. This is the mood of Rupa Goswami. So, it is called Rupanuga. So, all our disciples also, our acharyas have come to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this principle. Whether they have done everything, but their special mood was to give Anarpeti Charing Chirat Unnat Ujjal Rasang Sabhaktas. In everything we will clear all these things, and we should try to follow if we are in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Otherwise, we are not in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we are in Sahajiya, Sakhi, Veki, and Mayabadi Sampradaya, or Ramanu Sampradaya, or any Sampradaya else, not in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Now, you are going to give Pushpanjali and Aarti of Swamiji, and then you will see here, and then take prasad. Go Pramanande.